Cora Margaret, Last Can Caller. Minister, I want to raise two very important issues with you today under the fisheries heading. The first one is, as you know, the tie-up scheme last year was seen right across the fishing sector as just too little, too late. It was a very low take-up. So the affected fishers right across the coast did not get the financial assistance that they required. You did introduce a aquaculture support scheme. So I want to ask you, in terms of this year, will you revisit the whole issue, particularly of the inshore fishermen who you would know well from Donegal, have had a huge hit on their markets, have been financially really struggling outside of the PUP payments. They haven't received the support they need. So will you revisit the financial supports for the inshore fishing sector and indeed the offshore sector? And will you amend the COVID aquaculture scheme? I know you've been engaging with IFA aquaculture on this issue. Will you amend and strengthen that scheme? For example, I'm aware of fishers in Donegal who, because they're only starting their sales in 2020, missed out on availing on that scheme. It was critical support. So will you revise? So that's in terms of the financial supports. I also have to raise with you, Minister, the reports carried in the Irish Times in recent days, which are deeply worrying about European Commission, a huge reduce in quota for our fishers. It's been mentioned thousands of tonnes would be lost in quota, tens of millions of EU funding lost to this state. Now, you will know that there's huge alarm in our fishing sector at these reports. I understand that the fishermen and the producers, particularly in Killybegs, seriously dispute what's been reported. They are deeply worried, as you know. There's been a huge hit on the quota. The industry have asked you to go back and fight for additional quota, for burden sharing. And you've said you will do that. And people are very suspicious as to why this reported additional huge cut to the quota is out there now. Is there an attempt to silence the industry? Is there an attempt to prevent fishermen from uniting together around our coast and demand our fair share of the fish in our seas? In terms of the issues in Killybegs, I mean, I'm aware that, and it seems very reasonable to me, that whenever you come in to weigh your catch, that the water would be deducted. Now, the water is essential for the sustenance of the fish, to keep them fresh, to get them into the factories, and then to be able to export them. It's an industry that people have worked so hard to build. My understanding is, and it's very reasonable, that they're saying that there needs to be a removal of the water weight. That's essential, as again, for the protection of the fish, to remove the water and to weigh it accurately. They've devised a system which is NSAI standard approved, and I'm appealing to you, Minister, to intervene to make sure that the SFPA reach agreement with the fishing industry there. But to summarise my question on this, will you appeal this decision, if it is a decision of the European Commission? Will you ensure that there's no reduction in quota, and will you defend the arguments that the fishing community are making in Killybegs around this issue? We just can't tolerate. We need additional quota, not less quota. So I ask you to urgently intervene.
You've been left with half a minute to answer all of those.
Thank you, Alaskan Corla. First of all, Deputy McLaughlin, in relation to whether inshore fishermen or aquaculture sector or fishermen fishing quota species, certainly my objective is to support them in every way I can, and we'll be monitoring the situation closely, and particularly now in relation to the follow-through from Brexit as well, in relation to potential for a tie-up scheme to try and support incomes in the short term, in the time ahead. And also we'll monitor the situation as well in relation to our shellfish and our aquaculture and inshore sector. In relation to the EU administrative inquiry findings, and it dates back to an inquiry which was initiated in 2019, and the conclusion of that inquiry was communicated to me just before Christmas. I've been assessing the findings of the EU Commission in relation to that in advance of deciding or engaging with the Commission in relation to their findings.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it's something we will be discussing further.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you. Moving on to Port Chen.